Bezar Hashem, we continue with Shari Tshuva, Shari Beis, Oyus Yudalid, Shir number 110, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Five Shos Balak. And we are learning the fifth approach that a person should inspire himself to do tshuva. What is this fifth approach? As we just mentioned, we just finished learning the halachas of Yom Kippurim. Rabbeinu Yoina tells us the fifth approach that a person has to take when it comes to encouraging himself to do tshuva is to realize that the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, are one of the greatest gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur are one of the greatest gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. He gave us the ability to wipe the slate clean, to erase the averus. I have somebody that I learn with, and sometimes he's in real estate, and sometimes he has to go to court because of the people who are in his apartments, different things going on. And he says, "I'm sorry, I can't learn with you right now." And I see the conversation, he's all harried and rushed, and he's all confused. I have to focus on this court case. Rabbeinu Yoina uses a mashal. What's the mashal? He says, a person who's going to a court case of a melech, boss of a dam, of a king of flesh and blood, he's not going to be busy with his field to make sure he plows and furrows and plants and harvests. No. He's going to be focusing on this court case. Because if he doesn't come out with a good verdict, it doesn't make a difference whether his crops are growing or not. If I can give a marshal, you'll tell me after the recording if you think it's a good marshal. But in the world that we live in today, if I give you a marshal of your furrowing, we have to say, well, what in the world does the word furrow mean? When was the last time you used the word furrow in a conversation with somebody? So we have to use a mashal that relates to us. So you know what we'll use? Imagine your electricity goes in your house, and that's a good summer day of 93 degrees outside, and your air conditioning is not working. And for those who need to do business and connect with internet, you have no internet, and you have no phone, and all these things, you can't function in the world. Nothing's working. But you know what? If you have a pending court case, you have a life and death situation, and standing in front of a melech, boss of a dam, of a king, or a judge, will a person go to jail, Rahman al-Islam, or will you not go to jail? I want to tell you something. The air conditioning doesn't make a difference. The internet connection doesn't make a difference. The lack of phone service, nothing matters. That's the mashal I want to share with you. Ben Yonah tells us, comes as Seres Mechuva, work less. Focus on the gift of life Hashem is giving you. Tshuva during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Tefillah during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Davening and Tshuva is so much greater than during the rest of the year. The power of a Tefillah during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the power of doing Tshuva during Aseres Yemei Tshuva is so much more powerful than the rest of the year. And therefore a person is encouraged for himself to come back to Hashem during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to realize the importance. You know, sometimes people take vacation. When do they take vacation? Summertime. Summertime is a great time to take vacation. It's beautiful weather. Let's take a step back for a second. We just said man's life is hanging on the line during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Halavai we should be in the category of a Beinoni. Now, you know what a Beinoni is? Many years ago, I heard the way Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zechetzak Levracha, the Meir Rosh Yeshiva, explained what a Beinoni is. Halavai, we should be in the Beinoni category. Who's going to be arrogant to say he's in the Tzaddik? Who's going to be arrogant? Who could say that? We don't want to say we're in the Rasha category. So, you know, I used to think a Beinoni, it's not a Tzaddik. No. Okay, fine, can't say I'm a Tzaddik. But to say I'm a Rasha, I don't want to go that far. So I'm a Beinoni. I'm somewhere in the middle. That's a Beinoni, that's what it means. The way Reb Chaim Shulevitz explained the Beinoni during Aseres Yemei Teshuvah is a little scary. A little more than just a little. A Beinoni during Aseres Yemei Teshuvah is somebody with a noose around his neck and they're about to kick the chair from underneath him. That's, we have to understand, that's what's taking place during Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. And Hashem says, let me see how you're going to behave during this time period. Are you going to make commitments to learn more? Are you learning more? Are you davening more during Aseres Yemei Teshuvah? And the preparation for Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, it starts already now. There is a tremendous connection between the 3 weeks and the Churban Beis HaMikdash and preparing and understanding and relating. And the person has to make sure to mechazek his limud Torah, mechazek others in limud Torah. This is the fifth way of doing tshuva. We have to realize this gift, and the chas v'shalom, chalila v'chas, if a person doesn't take this to heart, could you imagine a person that goes to a doctor and the doctor tells him, listen, you have something very serious, I'm writing a prescription for you, you pick up the medicine and you take 2 pills a day, one in the morning with food and one in the evening with food. Make sure to take it every single day for the next 10 days. 10 days, Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, 10 days. And the person says, doctor, I'm going to follow everything you say. He goes to the pharmacy. He picks it up. And the first day, he's very diligent. And he makes sure to take his medicine. And he takes it with food. And the next day, he makes sure to take his medicine. This time he forgets with food. He gets a little stomach problem. And the next day, he makes sure to take the food without the medicine. And he forgets about the medicine. What's going to be with such a person? Hashem says, I'm giving you a gift, an opportunity of a Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. We did Aveiros during the year. And we do Teshuvah throughout the whole time. And a person squanders this opportunity. He wastes this ability to do Teshuvah, to wipe the slate clean. Let's all be zoiche as the days of Aseres Yemei Teshuvah are approaching. Let's not wait for Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. Let's make sure we learn that Perek Echad, the Daf Echad. Let's mechazek a Limud HaTorah. Let's mechazek others a Limud HaTorah. And we should be yoytzi l'din and have a wonderful din. Oh.